Our parasha describes one aspect of the unique relationship between the Holy Blessed One and Moshe. The final verse of the parasha describes how the Holy Blessed One and Moshe would communicate in the tabernacle. When Moshe went into the tent of meeting to speak with him, he would hear the voice speaking, midaber, to him, from above the cover that was on top of the Ark of the Covenant, from between the two kruvim, and he spoke to him. Professor Benjamin Sommer offers four interpretations of the verb based on its unique grammatical form, midaber. These interpretations point towards four unique dimensions of communication: reflexive, continuous, bidirectional, and beyond words. What tools for communication do the unique characteristics of the bond between God and Moshe, through the lens of Sommer, offer us for our own relationships? Number one, reflexivity. Rashi, in his commentary on the word midaber, explains as follows. It is like mitdaber, the reflexive form. Out of respect for the one above, one should say he was speaking to himself and Moshe heard it on his own. Rashi offers a daring interpretation. He suggests that the verb form indicates a reflexive action, an action that turns back on the subject, something the speaker performs upon themselves. The implication is that the verb midaber reveals a remarkable phenomena. The Holy One, as it were, is speaking to himself, engaged in an internal dialogue, and Moshe is privy to this internal conversation. Moshe hears God beyond what God tells him directly. Their closeness is so profound that they become witness to the inner stirrings of one another's hearts. Number two, continuity. A close reading of the verse teaches us about an additional dimension of the conversation between Moshe and the Holy One. When Moshe went into the tent of meeting, says the verse, to speak with him, he would hear the voice speaking midaber to him. It seems that the moment Moshe approaches the tent of meeting, he is exposed to a striking reality. The Holy One is already speaking with him. Moshe arrives and finds the voice already there, a voice already in the middle of speaking to him. In other words, the discourse between God and Moshe is ongoing, constant, and uninterrupted. The event described in the verse is simply the moment when Moshe approaches, open and present to take part in it. We are used to thinking of God as distant and only rarely close, and the picture before us is of a continuous, not fragmented conversation, a moving description of an ongoing conversation which becomes a dialogue as Moshe approaches. What a moving description of a continuous flow that transforms into a dialogue the moment Moshe draws near. As though God is constantly talking to Moshe, who is a constant partner God shares with all the time, whether present or not. Number three, bidirectionality. The verse provides a comprehensive description of the encounters between the Holy One and Moshe, and says as follows. When Moshe went into the tent of meeting to speak with him, he would hear the voice speaking midaber to him, and he spoke to him. While the words describe a process, a sequence of events, the end of the verse is ambiguous. And he spoke to him, vayedaber elav. Who spoke? Moshe or the Holy One? Are these words a summary, meaning that Moshe heard the voice speaking midaber to him as soon as he arrived at the tent of meeting in order to speak with the Holy One himself? Or do these words continue to refer to Moshe, the subject of the verse from the beginning, implying that Moshe would arrive in order to speak to the Holy One, hear the voice speaking, midaber to him, and then respond himself, and he spoke. Every interpretation of the verse points to the movement within it, a back and forth motion. One speaks, the other speaks. A desire for dialogue is met with a recognition of dialogue. In this way, a two-sided mutual and shared conversation takes place between them. The Ramban deepens this description of conversational mutuality, stating that the moment there was a desire for dialogue from either side, the other side responded. And in his words, he says as follows, Moshe did not know when God would speak with him, as it says, speaking midaber to him, for there was no fixed time for speech. Rather, at any time Moshe desired and directed his heart towards speech, God would speak with him. As he said, stand by and let me hear what the Lord will command. Likewise, whenever the Exalted One willed, he would hear the voice speaking midaber to him. This was in effect a bidirectional conversation that took place whenever either party desired it, constant, immediate, and ongoing. Number 4, beyond words. A final suggestion for the meaning of the verb midaber is that this form indicates something that is as if or similar to. That is to say, there is no actual speech here, but rather quasi-speech. Thus, Moshe and the Holy One communicated in a manner that is like speech, but not actual speech. The unusual form midaber in this reading serves as a metaphorical verb, teaching us that between the Holy One and Moshe, a form of communication existed that is outside of language and beyond speech. Perhaps the limitations of human language or human imagination leave us only with the word midaber, but what is actually occurring is a communication of an entirely different kind. The Torah teaches us to walk in God's ways. As we learn about the ways God and Moshe communicated, they can cause us to reflect on our own modes of communication and become an inspiration to our own human relationships. May our lives be filled with relationships in which there is an opportunity for reflexivity, for our own internal conversation with ourselves. Moments in which the stirring of our hearts are revealed safely and openly to another. Opportunities for connections in which a constant voice is heard whenever either side desires it, creating a continuous and unfolding conversation at all times. Relationships in which we find ourselves in true dialogue, in mutual and bidirectional communication. And finally, relationships in which communication occurs beyond what is said in words, transcending that which can be expressed through human speech. Shabbat Shalom.